Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. Authorities in North Iowa are praising the public cooperation that led to an arrest for a recent crime spree and almost a dozen criminal charges against the suspect. Clear Lake police say 20-year-old Daniel Chizigi of Clear Lake was taken into custody Thursday for multiple thefts from motor vehicles that occurred between the evening of October 16th and early morning hours of October 17th in Ventura and Clear Lake. Clear Lake Police Chief Mike Colby says this case is a great example of how our department works in collaboration with our community members to solve and prevent crime. By relying on good relationships with community members who told us what they saw, using technology to aid officers during the investigation, and good old-fashioned police work locating and arresting someone who had victimized many in our great town. Chizigi has been charged with 7 counts of third-degree burglary, all aggravated misdemeanors, plus 1 count of fourth-degree theft, a serious misdemeanor, and 3 counts of fifth-degree theft, each a simple misdemeanor. As part of their investigation, Clear Lake Police posted a Facebook message on October 17th alerting the public of multiple reports of vehicle break-ins, including video footage from a Ring doorbell camera showing a male suspect, approximately Chizigi's age, trying to enter a vehicle illegally. Colby reminds citizens to lock your vehicles at night and not to leave valuables inside your vehicles. CLPD says the crimes remain under investigation, with additional arrests possible. An Illinois man has pleaded not guilty to accusations he defrauded a North Iowan of nearly $250,000. A criminal complaint filed by Clear Lake Police says that on May 30th, a 78-year-old victim was contacted by individuals who falsely claimed to represent the federal government. The individuals used deception to convince the victim that a federal warrant would be issued for their arrest if they did not comply. Believing the threats to be true, the victim was coerced into purchasing $245,000 worth of gold bars and then was instructed to transfer them in person to someone they were led to believe was a federal agent at his residence. On that date, the victim received a password from the defendant, which was intended to confirm his identity as a federal agent. The defendant then took possession of the gold bars, defrauding the victim. 26-year-old Shaib Ahmed of Charleston, Illinois, was arrested in September in Douglas County, Illinois, on a warrant for first-degree theft against an older individual over $10,000, a Class B felony punishable by up to 25 years in prison. Ahmed was due in Sarogato County District Court for arraignment today, but court records show he filed a written plea of not guilty last week. No trial date has been set. Ahmed remains held in the Sarogato County Jail on $50,000 cash-only bond. A Northeast Iowa woman is facing a felony weapons charge after she was accused of shooting a male victim with a high-powered BB gun almost 2 months ago, which she claims was an accident. The Buchanan County Sheriff's Office says 49-year-old Teresa Flom of Independence was arrested last Thursday night on 1 count of reckless use of firearm causing serious injury, a Class C felony. Flom was also wanted on active warrants for probation violation and failure to appear and was held on bond at the Buchanan County Jail. According to the criminal complaint, the victim said that on or about September 8th or 9th, Flom discharged a high-powered BB pellet projectile gun towards him, striking him in the knee. Flom allegedly admitted to shooting the man, but claimed it was a case of mistaken identity. The victim was later seen at Buchanan County Health Center and then PCI Orthopedics in Cedar Rapids for his injury. Flom was released from the Buchanan County Jail after posting $2,000 cash bail. No court dates are currently set for her. 3 Iowa school districts, including 2 in north central Iowa, reported receiving a swatting threat on Friday, forcing some classes to be canceled in a series of AI-generated calls that appeared to target schools that start with the letter A. Algona, AGWSR, and El Burnett schools all publicly announced they had received hoax threats about explosives in school. Algona police said its investigation suggested districts that start with the letter A had been subjected to the calls. Algona police conducted a search that included an officer and dog trained to detect explosive devices. Police Chief Bo Miller says that anytime a threat is made, law enforcement takes it seriously. AGWSR Superintendent Ben Petty, who succeeded Eric Smith, now the superintendent of New Hampton and Turkey Valley Schools, sent a letter to parents notifying them of the threat he received regarding explosives at the school. The letter described the threat as an AI-generated voice message. According to a post on El Burnett School Facebook page, law enforcement did not find anything suspicious. However, El Burnett Schools decided to release early Friday out of precaution, as did Algona, although Friday night and weekend activities continued for the schools. AGWSR did not end classes early Friday, but did give parents the option of picking up their students before school dismissed at the regular time. The threats were among several made across the country on Friday. Wednesday night on 95.1 The Bull, it's Hawk Talk with Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz from 6:30 until 8 o'clock. Friday night on 95.1 The Bull, it's Turkey Valley playoff football. Second round 8-player action, the Trojans at Edgewood-Colesburg. Radio Iowa Scouting Report begins the pregame at 6:15, 6:30. It's the Trojans pregame show. Kickoff is at 7. I'm Mark Pitts reporting that your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull, also available online at 95.1thebull.com.